Jesus said to the disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love. You will live in my love if you keep my commandments. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and live in his love, all this I tell you, that my joy may be yours, and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you." The Gospel of the Lord. So on this very special day, we want to pray for Michael and Martha that this will be the happiest day in their life. But every year that passes, it will be an even more happy life together as they embark upon this very important moment of their life, receiving the sacrament of matrimony. I'd like to talk a little bit about both of your names. Now, I don't know if Martha knows who her patron saint is. Maybe when her mother and dad gave it, they didn't really know who Martha was. Martha had a sister whose name was Mary, and their brother was Lazarus, and they were Jesus' best friends. That's important. So really the best thing that Martha can do for Michael is to have Jesus and Mary as your best friend. Look at it that way. So if Jesus and Mary are your best friend, then Michael's going to be your second best friend. But Jesus and Mary have to be always number one. Martha had a sister, Mary, and they're very different. I don't know if you have a sister or a brother. They're probably different than you, right? Martha was very active, whereas Mary was very contemplative. And they would invite Jesus to have dinner at their house. One occasion, Jesus was there, and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Martha was working really hard. And she came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, tell my sister Mary to help me out." So she was probably cooking, and the table wasn't set yet, so she was really flustered, and she said, "Jesus, tell Mary just sitting at your feet to help me out." And Jesus said this, "Martha, Martha, Martha, you're worried about a lot of things. Mary has chosen the best part, and that won't be taken away from her." So what Jesus was saying to Martha is, work hard, but God should be number one. Work hard. Work hard at your marriage, but always put God first. Because if you put God first, then he'll do most of the work. So see, that is a message that God wants you to hear today, is that Martha has to work hard for her marriage, but Jesus has to be number one. Maybe Michael's taken aback that I'm saying on the day of his wedding, he's to be number two. Well, that has to be that way. Because God has to be number one. Because really, if Martha really wants to love Michael, if you love God, then you're going to be able to love Michael the best. But if you just try to love him with your human love, it's not good enough. Not good enough. You're going to have conflicts, temperamental differences, different viewpoints. But if God is there, your marriage is going to be a beautiful marriage. So put God as number one. So that's a message for Martha and Michael, is that receive Jesus into your home. Today you're going to receive Holy Communion. You're going to receive him into your home. So there's a physical home, but also there's a home of your heart. Receive him into your heart with a lot of love. With respect to Michael, he's probably not aware of this, but I have a lot in common with him. At least three things. One is I have my older brother's name is Michael, and his son is Michael, and his grandson is Michael. So I've got, this is the fourth Michael in my family. Second is that we have a lot of Californians here. I'm from the same state as Michael. We're both from New Jersey, right? We're both suffering a little bit because the Yankees had a terrible season this year, right, Michael? He's not aware of it, no? They had their worst season in 25 years, but at least Derek Jeter, a first-class act, Derek Jeter. By the way, he's a Catholic, Derek Jeter. And next is this. You know where Michael was the past few months? He was not in Jalisco or Guadalajara or New Jersey. Nobody knows where he was. Where? No one knows except his good friend, Father Bro. I'm the only one. Maybe Andres knows. He's going to say in China, right? Where? Afghanistan. Yeah. Fighting for the country. And that's a very, very noble deed against Al-Qaeda. So our troops that are going there, they're trying to protect our country. But only me and Michael know this. We have a real secret. Guess who else is in Afghanistan? He knows. There's a secret between both of us. My nephew. You know who my nephew is? He flies one of those helicopters. Have you seen those helicopters? The attack helicopters. My nephew is a commander in chief of one of the attack helicopters, which is called the Apache. Maybe you saw some of them, no? So he probably saw my nephew, but he forgot to say hello to him. You should have told him, hey, by the way, your uncle's going to be marrying me in a couple of months. By the way, my nephew just had his first baby 3 months ago. So, kind of like both of you. Probably about your age. He had his first baby about 3 or 4 months ago, and now he's out there in Afghanistan. So pray for him, because it's tough out there. Especially if you're in that helicopter, you know, over the Al-Qaeda. It's not the safest thing in the world, but someone has to do it. You know? So we're going to be praying for Michael, pray for my nephew too. You know what Michael is? Michael is the patron saint of police officers, of soldiers too. Did you know that? Saint Michael the Archangel is the patron saint of soldiers. And the reason why is because Michael is an angel. He's an archangel. And when the devil said no, God took Saint Michael. He was the one that pushed Satan out of heaven. That's why he's the patron of soldiers, because he was the one that God used to fight against Satan and the angels who became bad angels. We call them devils. So now, Mike, you got to fight for your family, huh? Maybe it's going to be a more difficult fight, huh? Fight for your family. You're a younger generation. I don't know if you've ever heard of Michael Jordan, any of you? Never heard of Michael Jordan, these people, no? Michael Jackson, right? Okay. Michael Jordan was probably the best basketball player in the world. He retired about 10 years ago. They called him Air Jordan. When he retired, he said, now I have to do the most difficult thing. I have to fight for my family. He said that was more difficult than playing professional basketball as a Chicago Bull. So to really form a good family, got to fight. So what are you going to be using? You're not going to be using the helicopter Apache or nuclear bombs or grenades or a slingshot. That's not going to work, no? But rather, you're going to do this. Jesus had to fight against the devil in the desert. Remember that? And Jesus, he won the devil. And he did three things. He prayed 40 days. He fasted 40 days. And he used the Bible 40 days. So if you want to really fight the good fight and form a good family, you got to pray. You got to pray, not simply when you see the Al-Qaeda attacking you over the hill, no, but pray always. Fasting means you have to say no to yourself. And the Bible means, hey, you got to study. Have your two teachers here, right? Los profesores, no? Okay, we gave you to a young couple. Did they help you out? Great couple, right? We're going to be thankful that they gave their time, their energy. They got three little kids, very busy. Be thankful that they sacrificed their time to help you out. But don't think that your formation is finished. You're just starting. And I'll tell you, I know a couple that about 4 months ago, they celebrated their 60th anniversary. And I was sitting down at the table talking with them. And they said they never had any serious problem in 60 years. That was my mom and my dad. And they said, no serious problem because we put God first. Put God first in having a big family, we're nine, and try to get those children to heaven. That was their purpose. Didn't worry too much about money or economics, even though my father was pretty successful. But putting God first. So you put God first, it's going to work. So when we marry, they're not simply two, but there are three. Michael, Martha, and Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen, Andres? Amen, Ellie? Yeah. Amen, Teresa? Okay. Sound like a Protestant. Amen, brother, huh? So if we put God first, it's going to work. So we're all praying for you. You have a lot of friends here, relatives, mom and dad. Had one of your friends do a great job in reading. Maybe came from New Jersey, I don't know. Hey, he'll wave you in. Okay, he's a Yankee fan, what can you tell, huh? Met a Philly? So, well, I graduated from Villanova, so that's a pretty good team also. Okay? So let's pray that they really have a great marriage by putting God first. Amen? Amen.